holds by a crane head yet. He holds a chomedik alocha, that when a crane head yet becomes an oinein, we have to drag him, take him out of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya will look like this. If a crane head yet was doing the avodah on top of the Mizbeach, and he got a shmur, now they told him that one of his kareivim was mace, his father was mace, his mother was mace, is meniach avodosav yotzei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that even though he's in the middle of doing the avodah, he has to stop right there and go out. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer than Hilchos Einein, a co-partner by crane head yet. Rabbi Yossi says, no, yigmar. Even though true, a crane head yet is not allowed to do the avodah, he can't start doing the avodah. But if he already started to do the avodah before, when he wasn't an oinein, and now he became an oinein, he heard the news that one of the mishpacha was mace in the middle of doing the avodah, Rabbi Yossi says he's allowed to finish doing the avodah. So what do you see? Negei to an oinein by crane head yet, Rabbi Yehud is more machmir than the rabbanim are. So it's not mustava to say by Kohen Gadol should be just the opposite now. The Yata Martin, you want to tell me now that my sin lemetzer beisay, that negay to a Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yehud is more makel the din oinin than the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin just say a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avoidim. In other words, if he's in the middle of doing the avoidim, he can continue doing the avoidim. But if he didn't start yet, it's master for the Rabbonin, he should not go to do the avoidim. So you can't tell me now that Yehud is saying that we should badafka take the Kohen Gadol to start to do the avoidim. Hey, since we see by Kohen Hedyet, Rabbi Yehud is more makel, is more machmir, it's not mistavra by the Kohen Gadol, it should be more makel. Like his mistavra, Rabbi Yehud's shittur is negay to an oinein, by a Kohen to do the avoidah, he's more machmir than the Rabbonin. So Mar says like this, Elohim Rova. Rova says this is what Rabbi Yehud meant to say. Elohim Rova, my kol ayoyim, what does it mean kol ayoyim? What does Rabbi Yehud mean to say? Loimar she'eino oivet kol ayoyim. No, Rabbi Yehud is arguing with Taka on the Tanakama, that even though midiraisa, you're true, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avoidah, but midirabbonin, though Rabbi Yehud says, we don't let the Kohen Gadol do the avoidah. Loimar she'eino oivet kol ayoyim. We don't let the Kohen Gadol do the avoidah, calls the man he's an oinein. Why? Gzeira shem yoichel. We're afraid that Gzeira made you come to eat. As usually when a Kohen does the Avodah, he's allowed to eat from the korban. So if we tell a Kohen Gadol, when you're an Onion now, you're allowed to do the Avodah, we'll be afraid maybe he'll eat from the korban, and that he's not allowed to. Before we said a Kohen Gadol could only do the Avodah, but not to eat. So Rashi says, Loima shein weber kol ayim, ad alayla, until the night time the Kohen Gadol can't do the Avodah. When it comes nighttime, in bola hakter chalovim v'yemurim yakter. When it comes nighttime in echnami, then we'll let him bring the korban. Then he could do it. Why? Why can't he do it in the daytime? The pasuk says it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's gzeira. Gzeira shem yoichol. Kol ayoyim osa b'achilus kodeshim min ha-teira. The midiraisa and oinin is not allowed to catch him. So that's the gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's gzeira. We're afraid maybe you'll eat to catch him. Avo baninas halayla, when it comes at nighttime already, that mishanikvar a mace b'yoyim, if they buried the mace in the daytime, ain't a medivrei Torah. That's not midiraisa anymore, that aninas. Ela medivrei soifim, it's only midirabonin that he can't eat kachim there. Vachar shemila lebiyudu v'masechtes vachim. Vachar gamibudu kol ayoyim hu baninas v'lo yiyakrif. That's the Yehuda Shita. That since at the whole daytime, if the Kohen Gadol eats from the korban, he's over in Avera Midiraisa, therefore we make a Gzeira to say he should not do the Avodah today either. A Gzeira shouldn't come to eat it. That's what the Yehuda is saying, is being more Machmer. For the Gemara, Oma Le Ravada Marav L'Rovo, Omi Gaz Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Yoichol, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda makes a Gzeira to say that a Kohen Gadol should not do the Avodah when he's anointing, because we're afraid maybe come to eat it? The Yotanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, Af Isha Acheres Maskin Loi, on Yom Kippur Gufa, we prepare a second wife for the Kohen Gadol. Why? Shema Thomas Ishtoi, maybe his first wife will die. Yeah. Now, and therefore what? He'll do the Avodah without a wife. Therefore, we prepare a second wife. But our core part of the kasher is now, V'imai se'ishtoi, but smashma clearly from the Mishnah. On the tzad, his first wife dies, Oved Avodah. He is allowed to do the Avodah. Just that we prepared for him a second wife before Yom Kippur, like we learned the whole sugya. So as soon as his first wife dies, he has a second wife on hand. So mainly he's allowed to do the Avodah. But I call upon him, he's an oinein though. His first wife died on Yom Kippur. He died in the daytime. And still the Mishnah says clearly, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah today. So you see clearly, for like God's Rabbi Yehuda, You see, Abihuda does not make this gezeira shema yoichel to be afraid. Maybe if a kohen gadol, when he's anointing, when one of his mishpacha died, if you can let him do the avodah, we should be afraid. Maybe you come to eat it. And now Mishnah says not like that. Even according to Abihuda, Abihuda says even when Sarah's first wife dies, so what? We have a second wife prepared for him. Let him do the avodah today. I maybe come to eat. No, he knows the law. He won't come to eat. So you see, Abihuda holds you don't make a gezeira. So Umar answers Pasha, everybody should answer the Teretz, the Pasha Teretz. Omale, Hachi Ashto, what kind of Tsushto, what kind of Kasher is this? Hosam in our Mishnah, we're talking about what? We're talking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, does anybody eat in Yom Kippur? Nobody eats in Yom Kippur. So why there is no Gzer with a Kohen Gadol will come to eat on Yom Kippur? Hey, Sosam Kivun, Yom HaKippurim, we're talking in our Mishnah about on Yom Kippur. To Kuli Yalma, Loi Kachli, nobody eats on Yom Kippur. Is Melehu Namali Yosel Mechel. Savada was not afraid the Kohen Gadol will come to eat. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol, even though his wife died now on Yom Kippur, so he's Takir Anoinim, since Midiraisa Kohen Gadol Anoinim is allowed to do the Avodah, Avada on Yom Kippur, we let the Kohen Gadol do the Avodah. Rabbi Yehuda says as a gzera not to do the Avodah, maybe come to eat. That's the rest of the year. When people eat, we're afraid maybe the Kohen will come to eat. But on Yom Kippur, that nobody eats, we're not afraid the Kohen Gadol will come to eat. So now there's no kasha. Avada, that's kind of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds such a gzeira that a Kohen Gadol, that's an oinin, he shouldn't do the avodah the whole year because maybe he'll come to eat. But on Yom Kippur, we don't make such a gzeira. But the whole year that everybody could eat, then we're afraid if the Kohen Gadol lives in Einim, does the Avodah, maybe you come to eat. Freddy Gemara, Akash, what was your having to ask the question even? Like, what was your kasha? Our Mishnah says, according to Abiyuda, that let's be afraid maybe his first wife will die, and then he could do the Avodah with the second wife. So, if Mashmah, if his first wife dies, he's in Einim. So that was the kasha, how could he do the work? He's anointing. For the Gemara, after the whole sugi we learned before, on the Tzara's first wife dies, is he anointing? No. We had before on the Tzara's first wife dies, he gave her get. The get is called before Yom Kippur. So she's not his wife. So she dies in Yom Kippur, it's not his wife that died. He's not anointing. For the Gemara, v'chi agavna michal olei aninas, is the chal of Yisra aninas altogether. For a megarsha. We sat by the whole Kimpt in the Mishnah before. That how are we talking about? That you gave the first wife a get also. Then it's sad, she dies, you get, the tonight was, Al Manas that I go into Beit HaKnesses. So when his first wife dies, the Kohen goes into the Beit HaKnesses, and then she's Megareshes from when? From yesterday. So if you say, when she dies today, she's not his wife. He's the Hazlo Din Aninus. So the cloud, what was the Havim of the Antakash altogether? And for the Gemara, Nehi Di Aninus, Loichael, true. Since he gave his wife a get yesterday, she's not his wife. Now that she dies today, there's no dinaninus. But our cold part of the Kohen Gadol still feels bad. He's still torrid. So Rashi learns, like he still has problems, it still bothers him. Like he didn't give his wife a get because they had a fight. We're talking about now, why did he give his wife a get? Because she died. So Lamaisa, even though true she died, so the get is chal from yesterday, but our cold part of him still bothers the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi says, Miloi Mitrit. Simcha. When a kohen could eat kodshim, a korban, it's only when he's happy. Ugdula, he has to be in a proud mood. The pasuk says, Locho nasatim lemoshcha, kederach shamalochim oichlim. You could only eat kodshim from a korban when you're eating it with her happy, with her proud, a choshev v'achila. Mashenkin, when a person has a lot of tzoris, he's not allowed to eat kodshim. So that was the Gemara's Havamina, that since the Kohen Gadol's wife died, true, he has no din aninos, because the get was chal yesterday, but still the Kohen Gadol for sure feels bad about it. But since he's in a bad mood, he's not allowed to eat today. So Lechur, why don't you have a gzera to say he can't do the avoida today, because we should be afraid, maybe if he does the avoida, he'll come to you also. And that's the Gemara answers, Poshe, there's no kasha. We're talking about Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's no gzera, you come to eat. On Yom Kippur, everybody knows, since you don't eat, nobody eats on Yom Kippur, Havadim, we're not afraid, maybe the Kohen Gadol will eat on Yom Kippur. That's the way Rashi learns, that if you feel bad, you're not allowed to eat kochim. Tosis here, the Ritva and the Tosis Shalom, they argue, they say no. Havadim, this time a person has problems, has sorrows, he's still allowed to eat kochim. There's no halachas time if you have problems, sorrows on your mind, he can't eat kochim. So he learned the Pshat like this. The Gemara is just saying a svarim, that if he would have been torrid, so Melo, that was Pshat the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara is, according to Abiyud, you should make a gzeira, that since when his wife dies, true, she's not his wife, because the get was chal yesterday. But our kolponim is going to feel very bad. He's going to be torrid. He'll be famished. So we'll be famished. We should be afraid. Maybe he'll forget the halachas and he'll come to eat from the korban. That was Gemara's kasha. Just like the view this says a regular kohen gadol when he's an oinin. Since he's not allowed to eat the meat, we make gzeira. He can't do the avoidom. So if a kohen gadol, like in this case, when the first wife dies, even though the get was chal, he's not a real oinin, but still the hakasha was, we should still be afraid. Maybe he'll be so bothered, he'll bother him so much, he'll forget the halachas and he'll think he's allowed to eat. So that was the Gemara's havmin. And that's the Gemara's the terrace? No. That a koponim, since today is Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur nobody forgets. Everybody knows that Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. So that's the maskana. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, a regular kohen gadol throughout the year, when he becomes an oinein, mid the rabbonin, he's not allowed to do the avoida. Because it's the gzera, maybe you come to eat. Why in our Mishnah do we let the kohen gadol do the avoida? Because the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur we're not afraid to come to eat, because nobody eats on Yom Kippur. So that's the Mishnah. Kol Shiva Sayonim, all these 7 days before Yom Kippur, that we said there's a mitzvah safrosha, we have to separate the kohen gadol, bring him into lishkas parhadrin, who zurek es adam. All these 7 days before Yom Kippur, we let him bring the korban atomid in the boiker and the erev. He makes his rikas adam. He collects the dam of that korban atomid and he makes his rikas adam. O makdir es ekteris. He also brings the ekteris all these 7 days. O metev es aneris. He also fixes up the menorah. O makriv es arosh. Later, he's makriv, he brings the pieces, the head, the esereg, the feet, and some say, well, then the rest of the korban oilo. He's the tomet, shoshachar, he also brings up all the pieces of meat and puts it on top of the mizbech. Like, he does the avoida these 7 days to get him used to doing the avoida, then when it's going to come Yom Kippur, he'll be rogling doing the avoida. V'shar kol ha-yomim, mashenkin, the rest of the year, not these 7 days, then it depends. Akoyen godol, imrotz lahakriv makriv. Whenever the Kohen Gadol wants to, he has the right to come into the Beis HaMikdash and bring the korban. Kohen Gadol makriv chelek b'roish. Whenever the Kohen Gadol comes in and wants to bring the korban, he has the right to bring it. V'naitel chelek b'roish. He also, when they divide up the meat, who to give it to, he also is the first one to get his chelek. Even though all the other kohanim, they were bought the others. There were special days when you had a right to come in to do the avodah. They couldn't stop coming and say, I want to bring korban today. There was a base av. There was special kohanim for each day. Now, Shenkin, the kohen gadol, he has the right anytime he wants to. Throughout the year, he could come in and say, I want to do the avodah today. But he's not mechuyev to. Only these 7 days before Yom Kippur, here every day, he was the one that did the avodah. So, Rashi, who's Zarek Yes Adam? Shel Temidim. Meisters, both of them, the Tomet Shoshachar and the Tomet Shoshachar Abayim, Kedei Shiei Rogul U'mezumim B'Avoyda Shem Kippurim. Kedei that when it comes Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will be Rogul, will be used to doing the Avoyda. U'metiv Es Aneris, what does that mean? Medashim in Ofer, he takes off the ashes off the wicks, Hapsilois, Shekovu, from the wicks that went out, V'chein Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, this Avoyda is done every single day. Metiv, they used to fix it up, Baboyker, every morning. Shenema Baboyker, Baboyker, Metivoy, Es Aneris. For Chol Yom, more than every day, Maktir and Keteris. For Hechel, he would also burn the Keteris in the Hechel inside the Kochim. Fras B'Shachras, half was done in the morning. Ufras Bein Abayim. B'Shar Kol Yom, the rest of the year, Imrotza, Lehetev Ulahakriv, as Kol Korban Shiyitza Makriv. If he wants to fix the menorah, if he wants to bring any Korban he wants to, he's allowed to. V'yena mishma yochel akava yodai. And the mishma, those kohanim that are supposed to do the avodah today, they can't stop a kohen gadol from coming. Anytime he wants, we can come in. O makrev chelek brush. Roshu lahaktir, he's the first one to be makted to put the piece of meat on the mizbeach. O lahakrev kol chelek shivcher. Any part that he wants to, he has the right to say, I want to take this piece of meat up to the mizbeach to burn it. He has the right to do it. V'noitu chelek. Later, when you have that korban chatis, that there are parts of the meat that go to the kohanim, so there's a chaluka how to give it off. Who gets the first portion? The kohen gadol gets the first portion. Barosh means money yofa shivchaloi. He gets the nicest portion also. That's the cover we have to give to the kohen gadol. Tomorrow says man tana. Who's the tana of our mishnah? Omer Rav Chizda, the loik Rebbe Kiva. I tell you, our mishnah cannot go according to Rebbe Kiva. As our Mishnah says, all these 7 days, when he's in the Lishkas Mahadrin, he does the Avoida Sayyim. Now the Kasha is going to be, for the key Peshitta is, that when Yamaza the Mechatas on somebody, if that person is Tomei, then the Mechatas is Metaya that person. Let's say that person is Torah though. He doesn't really need the Mechatas. Midirabonah, that person becomes Tomei. That's the Lochem. If you take this Mechatas, the water from the ashes of the Paraduma, the Mechatas, and you sprinkle it on somebody that's Tor, he becomes Tamei mid Rabbanan. So Kasher is, now we learned before that all these 7 days of the Prisha were Mazer on the Kohen Gadol. We sprinkle from the water the Mechates on the Kohen Gadol. Now according to Rabbi Kiva, if you Mazer the Mechates on the Kohen Gadol, since the Maisa he's Tor, it's only min Asofik, maybe he's Tamei, but really, as far as we know, he's Tor. Because it comes out, when you put the Mechates on him, he becomes Tamei. So if he becomes Tamei, how does our Mishnah say that all the 7 days he does the Avodah? If he's Tamei, he can't do the Avodah. So our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Kiva. That's what we're saying now. Man tan amr of chizid like Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? The Rabbi Kiva, if the Mishnah comes out according to Rabbi Kiva, ha'amar, Rabbi Kiva sounds like this. Tor, a person that's Tor, shenof lo olav, hazor, if the hazor means the water from the Semechatis falls upon you, tamasoi, it's matamiyu. So now, hechi of the avoidon, how could the Kohen Gadol do the avoid all these 7 days before Yom Kippur, when we separate him, to put him into the Lishkos Parhadrin? Since we learned before, we're mazeron the Kohen Gadol every day, obviously he becomes Tomei. The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, v'hiza hator ala Tomei. If somebody really was a Tomei mace, so then v'hiza hator, a Torah-dika person, takes the mechatis and sprinkles it on the person that's Tomei. And that person then becomes Torah. So it's a diuk. Al ha-tomei tor. If you sprinkle the mechatas on a person that's tomei, then it becomes tor. Aba vi al ha-tor tomei. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva's drasha. Now the pasuk says an extra word, al ha-tomei. It just should have said, v'hizor ha-tor, that's all. Why does it say al ha-tomei? Pshita goes al ha-tomei. So the word al ha-tomei is extra to teach us. Rabbi Kiva says, who becomes tor from the mechatas only if you were tomei? But if you were Torah before, then just the opposite. Then you become Tomei. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. This is the kasha now. Since all these 7 days, we're Mazda Mechatas on the Kohen Gadol, and since as far as we know, really he's Torah, so now when the Mechatas goes on him, he becomes Tomei. So how could our Mishnah say, he does the Avoida all 7 days, he's Tomei, he can't do the Avoida? So Drashi, Hechi Yavad Avoida, he's called Shiva all these 7 days, Harei Mazanolov. We learned before that we're Mazda, we sprinkle the Mechatas on the Kohen Gadol every day of these 7 days. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the din is Alatome Tor, the Alator Tomei. If he's the Alatome Nase Tor. True, if you sprinkle the Mechatas on a person that's Tomei, Tomei Meis, now this Mechatas makes him Tor. But if he's the Alator, let's say you sprinkle it on a person that's already Tor from before, the din is Nase Tomei, he becomes Tomei. Could be the right, according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yalef Taima me vial hatame yisera can afford to come on. It's an extra word here. Vizar ator al hatame. Pshita, like you have to sprinkle the mechatis on the tamei person. Why does the pasuk say al hatame? So that's the mekivas drasha that only a person that's tamei becomes tor. But the opposite way, if you are tor, you become tamei now. That's the mekivas drasha. The chachamim mayrim, the chachamim say no. The chachamim mayrim ein advarim halalu amurim. That's not the drush for this pasuk. Ella, the pasuk is not talking about this drusha. Ella, what is the pasuk talking about? V'dvorim ha-mekablim tumah. It's telling us what is called hazor. Hazor is called if you sprinkle the mechatis on somebody that was mekabel tumah. Mashenken, if he was not mekabel tumah, there's no din hazor, like we'll soon see. Mahi, what does this mean? Kiritzanan, like we learned the Mishnah in Parah. The Mishnah in Parah says like this. Nizkav in lahazis. Alabama, let's say the Kohen took his azar, he took this hops, his grass, and he put it into the mechatis, and he had kavod now to sprinkle it on a behema. V'hizer al adam, but lemaiser didn't sprinkle it on a behema. A behema, a live behema, is not mekabel tumah. There's no din hazor on a live behema. So according to his machshava, it was a bad machshava. But lemaiser sprinkled it on a person that was tummy. So locher is it's called a good hazor now. Im yesh b'yezoiv. If there's some mechatis left over in the hops and there's grass, you still have some mechatis left over. In other words, you took this grass, you dipped it into the jar of mechatis, you sprinkle it on the adam, and there's still some left over here. Lamaisa, what's left over is still kosher, and you could use it to sprinkle on a second person. Because since matchila you sprinkle it on an adam, on a person that was makabatuma, that's called a good hazor. Since it's called a good hazor, the leftover, the shirayim of the water inside the grass is still good. Yeshna, you could use it a second time. What about faket? True, at the beginning you dipped in your grass, your ezoiv, into the water, you had kavod to sprinkle on a person. At the end it came out you didn't put it on a man, but you put it on a behemoth. And a behemoth is no din hazor to a behemoth. Behemoth is not makabel tumah. Then the halacha is that's a postel hazor. And therefore we say the shirayin, the leftover water, mechat that's in the ezoiv, is possible to use. Is im yesh bi ezoiv, if there's still some mechat left over in the ezoiv, lo yishna, you can't use it a second time. You're not allowed to use it, that's possible. That's the way the Rabbanan dashim from this posik. Let's see Rashi. The Chachom HaMaimrim, ala tome ledrosha osa leimar, shein divrei hazoa amurim ele bedvor mamakavum tumah. When is it considered a ma'isa hazor? Only if you sprinkle the mechatas on somebody that's mekabel tumah. Avu bedvorim shein mekabel tumah, like an animal. Close him on an animal is alive. He's not mekabel no tumah. The din is ein hazor hanitenas aleim kri hazor. If you sprinkle the mechatas on them, it's not called hazor at all. V'nafkamina is nafkamina now. Shashirayim sheyesh b'yezoiv shirei psulihein v'yen lachshirim lazois. The leftover azoy and these azovs you can't use anymore. It's a postel azoy, you can't use it anymore. That's the way the Rabbanan dashin from this posik. Kedanam l'skavn, all right, that's what you learn. Vaito. Must have now, my time with Rabbi Kiva. What's the time of Rabbi Kiva that he dashes from this posik? V'hizar ha-tor ala tomei. To tell us that if the person is tomei, then the mechatas is mitar you. But if you are tor, the mechatas that goes on you makes you tomei. What's the time of Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva says, Nichtav Rachmon, the apostle just should have said, Vehizer hator olov, that a Torah-dika person takes the mechatis and sprinkles it on him. Like Pshita, the person is a Tomei-dika person. Heis mayala tomei. Why did the apostle have to say, sprinkle it on the Tomei-dika person? It just should have said olov on him. Pshita was talking about the person that's tomei. No shmaminiv miratzaraya, ala tomei tor. If you sprinkle the mechatis on a person that's tomei, true, he becomes tor from the mechatis. Abaviyalator, let's say you take the mechatis and sprinkle it on somebody that's really tor, the din is tomei, he becomes tomei. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So this is the Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah doesn't come out. Because the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol does the avoid all 7 days. The question is, since we sprinkle the mechatis on him, he becomes tomei, so he can't do the avoid. We'll soon see what the teretz is. Vait of Rabbonin. For the more of Rabbonin, what do they do with this postek? These are Atur Atomei. Hailedvorm HaMekabim Tumu Diyosa. It's common to teach us halachis of what Hazor is called Hazor. If you have make the Hazor on a person that's Tomei, that's called a Mais Hazor. Then we said the Shirayim left over in the Ezov, you can use a second time. But if you have Kavodah to sprinkle on the Behemoth, that's not Mekabim Tumu, and you sprinkle it on the Behemoth, then the Hazor is not called a good Hazor. The leftover water in the Ezov is possible. You can't use it. That's the Rabbanan Drosha. Aval Hocho. But here they argue on the Rebbe Kiva. You can't say you're Joshua Rebbe Kiva. They say Kal V'Chaimu. It's the Kal V'Chaimu, just the opposite of what you're saying. Madach like, Im ala tomei tor, madach if you put this mechatas on a person that's tomei. He becomes tor, ala tor l'kol shechein. For sure, if you put the mechatas on somebody that's tor, for sure remain tor. Like how could you say what you're saying, Rebbe Kiva? You're saying a mod nezach. If you put it on a tomei dika person, it becomes tor. But if you put it on a tor dika person, it becomes tomei. How could that be? He's madach on a tomei dika person, that makes him tor, for sure, if you put the mechatas on somebody that's tor, for sure he'll remain tor. So how could you, Rebbe Kiva Dashnas, know? For Rebbe Kiva answers like an echnami, taka right, but that's the chuk of paraduma. Hainu dekoma shloimai. This is what Shloimai Melech said. Or mati echmako, vehi rechoike mimeni. I thought I was smart, and I see I'm very far from it. Now Shloimai thought he knew the reasoning for all the mitzvahs. When it came to the mitzvah of paraduma, he didn't know, he taka didn't know what the reason. Does he add this kasha gufo? The paraduma, the chuk, that's what shver. How could it be? The mechatis. If you put it on the person that's Tomei, it's Matahim. If you put the same Mechatas on a person that's Tor, he becomes Tomei. How could that be? Elechnami. Your Kavachim is the same Kasha, Shleimah Melechan, and that's part of the Chukah, the Paraduma. That's what Rabbi Kiva learns. For the more of Rabbonin, but what do Rabbonin do with this? Like Rabbonin say, no, it's the Kavachim, you're wrong, Rabbi Kiva. I, Shleimah Melech, said he had something Shver by the Paraduma. So how did Rabbonin learn what was Shver to Shleimah Melech about the Paraduma? Hahu, you know what that was shvet to this din. Lemaze ulemaze no love. Tor. The halacha is like this. The kohen that takes the mechatis and sprinkles it on the person, so the person is tor, and the kohen that sprinkles it is also tor. That's the halacha. Aba benigeya ben tomei. That's the din. If somebody stam touches the mechatis, he becomes tomei. So that one was shvet the paraduma. That one was shvet to Shlomo Melech. How could that be? This mechatis itself. If you sprinkle it on people that are tamei, they become tor. And if you go and touch the mechatas, you become tamei. That was shvertin. But here, do we say if we sprinkle on a person's tor, we don't make him tamei? That the rabbanon don't hold from. The rabbanon say even if you take the mechatas and sprinkle on a person, by sprinkling on somebody, you can't make him tamei. The Kiva says no. Even the stam being mazer on a person in the store, the mechatas makes you tummy. For Yabonon hu lemazer ulemazen alav tor, v'nageya behen tummy. For the Gemara, is that true? Ulemazer tor is the koyin that sprinkles the mechatas on the tummy person. Is he still tor? I've walked still. The pasuk says ulemazer meha nido yechavis begodav. The Bosek says clearly that the Kohen that sprinkles the Mechatis, he becomes Tomei. And he has to wash himself and his begodim. Even the clothing is wearing becomes Tomei. That's what the offer of the Bosek. Whoever sprinkles the Mechatis means the Mechatis here. If you sprinkle this water that's made from the ashes of the Poradumon, it says clearly, Yechabis begodim. So you see clearly the Mazda is Tomei. And if the Gemara, my Mazda, what does the Bosek mean by Mazda? It means Nageya. It doesn't mean merely the current that sprinkles it. It means rather the current that's touching the mechatis. For the Gemara v'oksiv mazer, v'oksiv nogeya. No, the Torah says both. The Torah says mazer and nogeya. So you see, the mazer doesn't mean the person is touching it. V'yoid, mazer boi kibbus begodim. Somebody that's mazer has to even wash his begodim, even his begodim that he's wearing at that time becomes tummy. Mashenki nogeya, if you stam touch it, loy boi kibbus begodim. So you see, clearly there's a difference between the mazer and the nogeya. So you see, clearly the mazah is also tummy. So how could you say the mazah is tor? Elo, my mazah, what is mazah? When the Torah says mazah, it means noisa. It means if you carry it, enechnami. If you carry it, then you're even tummy, your begodim you're wearing. If you just touch it, then you're only tummy, not your begodim. For the Gemara of Nichta Rachmona noisei, obizoy, if the pasuk when it says, umazah mehanida, the one that sprinkles the man mida, doesn't mean sprinkling it. It means if you carry it, so why did the Torah say a lashon of mazer? Why didn't it say the lashon noiser? It's my time exiv mazer. The more hokemashlon, the bina and shir hazor. That we say if you are noiser, if you carry the mechatas, you become tamei. It's only if you carry a shir that's roy to be used b'shas yimazer on a tamei person. But the more honich leman diyom hazor tzurich a shir. That's good if you hold there's such a shir. There's an amount. How much of the mechatas you have to have in the kli when you make the hazor? Or how much mechatas you need to sprinkle on the tummy? Then it's good. That much shear you need to carry it to be metami yourself. Elo lamandi yoma hazor ein tzricha shear, but there's a mandi yoma that says no. When you take the mechatas and sprinkle on the tummy, no matter how little of the mechatas got on the tummy, it becomes tor. There's no amount how much of the mechatas has to be there. So the ma'ik lamemer, how could you tell me now that the person that carries the mechatas, he becomes tamei only if he carries a shear? There's no shear, there's no amount how much you have to have. Even the smallest amount is matar the person. And the Gemara here, afil l'man diyama hazo ein tzrich a shear, even if you hold, you don't have to have a shear in amount of how much mechatas has to go upon the tamei person. Abahan immediately when as they said, agav the gavram. Because how much water has to go on the person, even the smallest amount, is matar the person. Avo b'mono, how much mechatas has to be in this kli? When you start out with the kli, you have to have this kli, and then you have the azov, and you dip it into the mechatas, and then you sprinkle it. How much water had to be in the kli? That is a shear. Avo b'mono tzricha shear. That everybody holds. The Tanan. Kama yehei behen v'yekdei hazor. How much mechatas has to be in the kli? And then we say you could dip the ezav in to make the mais hazor. Kedei sheyitzvol roshei gvulim. In order that the heads of the gvulim of the ezav could go inside it. That's the shear. V'yazir. So that's the way. The mazir, v'akopon we had before, machloikas Rabbi Kiva and the rabbonin. So Gemara so far is the kasha, according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds when you sprinkle the mechatas on a Torah dika person, it becomes tamei. It's a kasha. How does our Mishnah say the Kohen Gadol does the avoida? So Abaye says no, it's not shira. Abaye or Mafilu Tamei Rabbi Kiva. The Yoved avoida kulu yomei. I'll tell you like this: the Kohen Gadol brought the korbanos all day. He brought the tamei shachar in the morning, and then he brought the tamei shachar in tamei shabein Rabbayim in the afternoon. Olafanya, right before Shkia, modulei. That's when we sprinkle the mechatas on him. So it was only tummy for those few minutes. Then v'tovel. Then he went to the mikveh right away. V'yavin harashemesh, and then it came harashemesh. So there's no kasha then. Hey, the Kohen Gadol brought the tummy shal shachar those 7 days. He brought the tummy shal ben abayim. After he brought the tummy shal ben abayim, then we were mazer on him from the mechatas. True, then he became Tomei, then right away he goes to the mikvah, and then after the mikvah he has Herr Hashem Shekom Shkiyah, he becomes Torah for the next day. So now the Mishnah is not a kash to Rabbi Kiva. It comes a good even according to Rabbi Kiva. That even though when we are Mazar on him, he becomes Tomei, we're only Mazar at the end of the day. He already did the whole avoid in the daytime. And then it comes before Shkiyah, so then right after the Hazor he goes to the mikvah, he waits Herr Hashem Shkiyah. Tomorrow he does the avoid again. So the Mishnah comes a good even according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Miri speaks out, even though we just said that the Maze is Tor, but if a person is Noise, carries the Mechatas, he becomes Tomei. So the question is, why isn't every Maze called a Masa? So he said, Teretz, since you're being Noise, give me Maze and Echnam, that's like the Xerasachas of your Tor. Only a regular Noise is Tomei. Alright, we'll stop here.